Belinda Audio present this unabridged recording of Weathering the Storm, written by Gail Lindenfield and read by Amy Noble. I am writing this at what is, for many of us collectively, the most challenging time that we will experience in our lifetimes. The world is currently in lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and people across the globe are at home, isolated from their loved ones, and uncertain about what the future holds in terms of their health, career, finances, and relationships. This situation has brought many of the issues covered in this book into sharp focus. For some, stuck at home with no connection to the outside world, this is a time of great loneliness and isolation, where reaching out and making connection seems impossible. For others, being trapped in close proximity with spouses, partners, family members, or housemates has its own challenges, with the usual irks and gratings of cohabitation being magnified tenfold by the inability to escape and reclaim headspace. Many others are struggling financially, having lost their jobs or having had business opportunities go by the wayside. Others still are sick with worry about their loved ones, who they can no longer visit and care for, at risk of spreading the disease. The list goes on. The bulk of this book was written before the spread of the pandemic, and though in a few short weeks the world has changed to a remarkable degree, the messages and lessons you will find within these pages are more relevant than ever. When planning this book, I wanted to create an easily digestible manual of tips and tools aimed at specifically addressing low morale during tough times. It seemed to me that when tackling these issues, the negative influences that sap at our confidence and sense of self-worth can be split into two distinct halves, internal and external. With that in mind, this book has two parts. Part one looks at our inner life and covers everything from mastering the negative voices in our heads to understanding our deep emotional triggers so that we can recognize and avoid issues before they arise. The second half of the book looks at our outer life and the external influences that can chip away at us on a daily basis. This section covers everything from our immediate environment and how it can be changed to positively impact on our mood, to the food that we eat, our relationships, both personal and professional, overcoming financial worries, and harnessing our creativity as an outlet for stress and negativity. With any luck, by the time that this book comes out, the world will be a more positive place and we will have learned from this troubling time. Whatever the situation, my deepest hope is that this book will help you see through to clearer skies ahead and that the information contained within these pages will help you weather the storm and let the sunshine in once more.